Radio Prague News.
The Minister of Culture, Jiří Besser, failed to claim co-ownership in a U.S.-based company and property in Florida, the website Insider reports. Schools with asbestos risks number at least 293, the Czech school inspectorate reports. And teachers' unions have decided to strike on December 7th to protest planned changes in salary tables. The Minister of Culture, Jiří Besser, failed to claim his co-ownership in a U.S.-based company and property in Florida worth $230,000, the website Insider has reported. The minister says that he had informed his partners in the Comoros Group that he would be leaving the company and had only recently found that he was still a registered partner. The news site Aktualnie.cz also reported on Friday that Mr. Besser's partner in the company, Pavel Hrach, was convicted 1 month ago of bribing the manager of a consolidation agency. Mr. Besser has said the company never undertook any business activity and generated no profit, but he says he is prepared to take legal responsibility for his oversights. Insulation and fireproofing panels that could release asbestos are in at least 293 schools, the Czech school inspectorate reports. The city hall in České Budějovice closed three primary schools in a housing estate this week after health workers discovered the presence of asbestos. The number comes from a questionnaire sent out to 8,500 schools asking whether the panels were used in their construction and whether recent renovations have taken place that could have disturbed the panels. The result is preliminary and the inspectorate is to carry out an analysis next week. The Czech government has agreed to send 30 military medical specialists to Slovakia, where doctors are quitting en masse in a labor dispute over low salaries. The reinforcements will reportedly include 11 surgeons, 10 anesthesiologists, and a number of traumatologists, x-ray specialists, and others. The Czech press agency reports that the cost of the assistance will be split between Prague and Bratislava. As of Wednesday, 1,200 of Slovakia's 7,000 doctors had resigned, leaving four of the country's hospitals in critical condition and another 16 in jeopardy. Teachers' unions have decided to strike for 1 hour on December 7th, when the government will be discussing changes in teachers' salary tables. The unions are protesting a proposal to leave teachers' salaries to the discretion of headmasters rather than their length of service. The proposal would affect primarily older teachers, who statistics show make up more than half of the teaching force. The head of the teachers' unions, František Dobšík, says many teachers could theoretically lose 4,600 crowns off their pay. He says they're not yet planning a demonstration, but a suspension of classes until 9 a.m. next Wednesday, and it is not yet clear how many people will be taking part. Police have accused two men with ethnic defamation and disturbing the peace after an attack on African-American singer Tonya Graves last Saturday. Ms. Graves, who lives permanently in the Czech Republic, said that the men shouted racist slogans at her while she was alone in a restaurant in Vimperk and pulled her hair and spat on her. The 41-year-old frontwoman of the band Monkey Business said it was the first time she had come across such an incident in the Czech Republic. She said she was well and considered the matter closed. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions at the weekend are expected to be cloudy with scattered showers and daytime highs of around 6 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.